Blog Talk Radio.
And a
their direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty Jesus. Mighty, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Mighty, mighty Yahushua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Yahushua. Shalom. Shalom, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Yahushua. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. What a good God. What a great God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Shalom to each and one of you in the chat room. Shalom to those listening at home. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahushua. Things are, as we're getting closer to the end, the revelations of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Keep coming in, which is, hallelujah, awesome to know, awesome to understand. We're living in a very, hallelujah, very difficult time. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, hallelujah, but we've been told, hallelujah, that it will be so, my brother and sister, that we will be living in this time. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We will be living, hallelujah, in this difficult time of the end. Hallelujah. Jesus said there is nothing hidden that will not be made known. And that's what it is. Shalom, Sister Renee. Shalom to each and one of you. Sister Consuelo, shalom to each and one of you. Amen. Nothing hidden that it will not be known. And this is what we are. We are at the end of time. And everything is being revealed. My brother and sister, after God's word says. And we want to know. We want to be in position to know. You don't want to, my brother and sister, be in the position not knowing, okay? Because a lot of people say, well, I don't want to know. No, you need to know. This is about our own life. You can see how much in trouble are all the vaccinated, how much vaccinated are around the United States and the world. Billions of people. Right now, as far as we know, over 4 or 5 billion people vaccinated. That is a great number. Some size 6 billion vaccinated. I'm not sure about that, but it's up there. It's close. Less people unvaccinated every day. 91% of New York City residents are vaccinated. 91%. So it's only 9% now vaccinated in New York of people that are moving out of the city. Okay. Things are getting more difficult every day. But it happens in the times of Noah. It happens in the times of Allah. My brother and sister, Sodom and Gomorrah were two large cities. Large. Okay? And Turkey today, my brother and sister, well, there's millions of people in Turkey today. Okay? My brother and sister, and I'm just Googling, okay, because to compare to Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, how many people are in Turkey today, my brother and sister, and it's a large country, okay, it's a large country that we know, and it has millions of people, okay, and I'm looking it up just to show you. Okay, if I can find it quickly, because Sodom and Gomorrah were about the same, one of the cities was the same, about the same time as Turkey, my brother and sister, okay? And in Turkey, I'm trying to see, thank you, Lord, how many, the population, is that 83 million people? I believe it is. My brother and sister, a lot of millions of people, okay? Someone can probably look it up and confirm it. And about 85 million people, okay? And Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodom or Gomorrah, either one, I can't remember which, were in the same area, okay, when the city got burned. Actually, they found proof. One of the evangelical, international evangelical ministry that they call themselves, they find the proof of the Bible. In Turkey, they found a city or a place that confirmed that the fire went down 6 feet below, which they say is the biblical place of Gomorrah or Sodom. I can't remember the truth. Please don't quote me on that. It's one of the city, okay? But Sodom and Gomorrah were not too far from each other, okay? And those cities were large, okay? And we can see they were large in number, and we can compare today to Turkey, one of those cities, 85 million people. I don't know if I was more back then or a little bit less, but you can imagine a large population in those cities before the fire came down, and only Lot and his two daughters escaped, not even his wife. Okay, and the times of Noah, it's difficult to know or to tell how many people were there, but they have found bodies way over 100 feet below the earth, okay, pointing to those times where the bones could not even be counted, okay? So it could be in the million, above, it could be in the 100 to 200 million people or more. Okay, because they're finding bones that are tested for those times, my brother and sister. Very old. Okay? What I'm saying with this is, my brother and sister, only 8 people in the times of Noah, out of all those million, only 8 escaped. Out of all those million in Sodom and Gomorrah, only 3 escaped. Okay? I believe God is saying something clear to you and I. Because Jesus' message to us in Matthew 24, in Luke 17 is that it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, like in the times of Noah and in the times of Lot. Okay? No different in regards to when the Lord will return of how many people are we waiting for him? Were we truly ambassadors for the Lord? Okay? Because it looks like everyone in the times of Noah, besides Lawrence and family, got vaccinated. Out with the Nephilim. Because that's what it means. It got their blood in their body. Contaminated. That's what the vaccine does. It contaminates your body. It changes your DNA. My brother and sister, God gave us wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom more. Pour out your wisdom down tonight. Lord Jesus, I pray. I ask you, Lord. Put your wisdom, open our understanding, Lord. Give us wisdom from your word, Lord Jesus. It's very important we know. Very important we understand what God is saying to us in the last day. Millions in the times of Lot, only eight. Only three in the times of Lot. In the times of Noah, millions, maybe billions, and only eight. What is that saying to you and I? Please think about it for a second. What is God saying to us? Will you be ready when the Son of Man returneth? Will you be seeking him? Will you be repenting? Will you be ambassadored when the Son of Man returns? It's what he's saying to us. Will you be ambassadored? Will you keep yourself for him, my brother and sister? Because no vaccinated is going home in a rapture. I can tell you that clearly. No vaccinated is going home in the rapture. And they can claim to be Christian, to be pastor, to be minister. They're not going home in the rapture. Okay? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay? Now, we're going to share what the Lord has revealed to us this week. That myself, I was very shocked by the information. When the Lord revealed it to my wife, I asked the Lord for a confirmation to. In the same night I was praying for, he gave it to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. My brother and sister, it is just so shocking. Last week, we were in Revelation 22. Okay, the last chapter of Revelation, which we know is tied with next year, 2022. Okay? We're going to continue around that. Because next year, 2022, begins the famine, 7 years famine. And the Lord Jesus confirmed the famine to me. I said, Lord, am I accurate? I'm talking about the famine by your word. And the Lord said, yes, my son, yes, you are. And that gave me such a peace. And that's why I can speak so peacefully about the famine that is coming. Because not only did he confirm it, but he showed me from 22 to 29, what will be unfolding on the world. And I hope we're not around. I really hope we're not around because, my Lord, I saw so much. I saw chaos. I saw riot. I saw people going to Biden's and saying, where is our money? How come we're so broke? And Biden finally coming on television and said, we have no money. Okay? All that is coming in the year to come. Terrible news in that regard, but, you know, the vaccinated seems like they right now they have like a step ahead. It seems that way, but it's not. They actually step behind, far behind, my brother and sister, far, far behind. Okay, Daniel 4, let's go there. Before I begin to share the revelation and explaining, my brother and sister, in Daniel chapter 4, we read, and I'm in the Jewish Bible. I may go back and forward from King James and Jewish Bible. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was contentedly living at home, enjoying the luxury of my palace. But I laid on my bed and I had a dream which frightened me, followed by fantasy and vision in my hand which frightened me even more, says King Nebuchadnezzar. And I ordered all the sayers of Babel to pray, send themselves to me, so that I could tell them the interpretation, so that they can tell me the interpretation of the dream. And when the magician and sorcerers and astrologer, diviner, came and I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me. Finally, however, Daniel renamed Belshazzar after the name of my God, and whom is the spirit of the holy God, came before me, and I told him the dream. Belshazzar, chief of the magician, because I know that the spirit of the Holy God is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Tell me the meaning of the vision I saw in my dream. Here are the vision. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had in my dream, I was laid on my bed. I looked, and there before me was a tree, a center of the earth. It was very tall. Okay, I was thinking to have someone read it for me, but that's okay. The tree grew and became strong until a crown reaches the sky, and it could not be seen from anywhere on the earth. that it could be seen from anywhere on the earth. And the foliage was beautiful and the fruit of the abundant, and it produced enough food for everyone. Wow, it was a large tree. And wild animals enjoyed its shade, and the bird of the air and live in its branches, and it gave food for every living creature. And I looked at the vision on my head, and I laid on my bed, and there appeared a holy washer coming down from heaven. He cried, cut down the tree, cut it branches. My brother and sister, okay? And I believe the tree that King Nebuchadnezzar, before we go ahead reading, is the Antichrist in the last days. That is going to be large. It's going to be in every country, okay? Now, we have people now. Here's the question. And I hope a lot of you listening are sitting down. Please, if you're standing up, please sit down. And I prefer that some of you will lay down if you can. Please, this is important that you are, please, laying, preferable, because the revelation tonight is going to shock the daylight out of many. Okay? The daylight out of many. My brother and sister, the revelation tonight is going to shock a lot of you. And if you need to pray in between, please do so. Ask the Lord for peace and understanding. Okay, we haven't gone into the revelation tonight, but some of it is very shocking. Okay, because a lot of you want to know. And God is being merciful with us, revealing this mystery. Okay? The question is, will there be children also vaccinated? And the answer is yes. That's why I told you. If you are standing or walking or exercising, please sit down. Preferably lay down tonight. Tonight, the revelation is very shocking. It's very strong. Very graphical. It's not PG-13. Okay? It is rated R plus. Okay? Because it's the outcome of those that are being vaccinated now as we're speaking. Okay? My brother and sister. It's the outcome of disobedience and sin. It's the outcome of forsaking God. It's the outcome of not watching and praying. And not seeking the Lord, as God called everyone to do. It is the outcome of not repenting and watching and praying and waiting for his coming. That's what that is. It is the outcome of backsliding, living a life in sin, forgetting the promise of God, the commandment of our Lord, breaking God's commandment. That's what the outcome of it is, my brother and sister. Everything that we're going to talk about tonight, it is the outcome of sin, nothing else. My brother and sister, the Bible said that if we say we have not sinned, we have made him a liar, my brother and sister. So we need to repent every day of our sins and trespasses. The good thing is that the Bible said that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. God is merciful and loving that sent his son to the cross to die for us, for our sins and our trespasses, my brother and sister. So please, if you're walking, if you're exercising, whatever you're doing, even if you're cooking, put it on low, please, because the new tonight will make you burn the food. Okay, the revelation will make you burn the food tonight. It's very strong. It's not for children. But children are going to be affected by the decision of being vaccinated, my brother and sister. Okay? They're going to be affected. It is the fact of the matter, my brother and sister. Okay? Gotta be merciful. Hallelujah. God be merciful. To hallelujah. Revelation 13:16 says, and he causes all, both small children and great, my brother and sister, okay? He causes all. In this case, age is included, my brother and sister, because children also are going to be vaccinated. Okay? My brother and sister, children also are going to be vaccinated. They began, the last time they were vaccinated children, excuse me, it was from 12 and on. Okay? Now they're going down to 5. Starting this week, my brother and sister, 5. Okay? He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand and on the forehead. With the devil, the question is, will you please? It is always, you have to. A mandate. Okay? My brother and sister, a mandate. A mandate. That's why the mandate began this week. Okay? And yes, God will hold parents responsible for the children. But the mandate will affect everyone. Okay? They're down to 5 years, God willing. We hope in the Lord they won't go down to 1. But you know them, they're not going to stop there unless the Lord stopped them. Okay? Unless the Lord stopped them. A lot of parents were hoping they will never go down to 5. Well, this week tomorrow, they're beginning to vaccinate my brother and sister 5 and up children. Okay? The system is already being put in place today. Today. Today is the day that the system is being put in place. Okay? Today, my brother and sister, I went online tonight, and when I went to local motor vehicle here, the system is being updated. Okay? The government system are being updated tonight as we're speaking earlier and tonight to be ready for tomorrow for 5 and up to be vaccinated, my brother and sister. I told you that the information is shocking. You better be sitting down or laying down. In the United States. It's already in France and other countries. Okay? In Cuba, they're down to 2 years of age. And up, everyone vaccinated. All the way up to 90, I believe it's 91 or 97%. It's in the 90s. Almost everyone vaccinated in Cuba. My brother and sister. With the deadly vaccine. Deadly. Deadly to the soul. Deadly to the soul. It's where everything is, my brother and sister. Okay? If there are time to pray, it is this time. If there's a time of trouble, it's now. We know that, yes, God is in control. But the punishment for sin is death, my brother and sister. That is in the word of God. That is the consequence of sin is dead. Jesus took that upon himself on the cross. But because they refused the Son of God, it goes on themselves now. It goes on them. If they receive Jesus and live for him, what he did is valid for them not to have to die. My brother and sister, it is so sad, but this is the truth. Okay? So he calls all. He mandates all. He mandates all, but small children, great, older, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the hand or on the forehead. Now, why is the word slave still there? Because there are countries that still have slaves. Cuba has slaves.
people that get beat up to work for the government. And God knew this will be at the end of time this way. My brother and sister, the devil loved to have slaves. To receive a mark, my brother and sister, when I asked Jesus, he was standing in front of me, if the vaccine was the mark, he told me it was the same. He said it was the same. Okay? We're talking about the same thing. Same, same, same. All evil devil, evil falling one, deceiving humanity. Okay? That no one may buy or sell. The word buy is go shopping. The word sell is work. Okay? Because that's what people did in the old days to make a living. They sold. They went and sold whatever they produced, whatever they made. Joseph was a carpenter, and Jesus worked with him as a child. And they make all kinds of furniture. And that's how they live. They sold the furniture for a price. My brother and sister, that's the foundation of selling. It was brought their income into the home. So today, if you go to work to a company, health, government, whatever it is, you are in the selling because you may not be selling, but they are, and then you're part of their business. So you are in the selling business if you're working. But you're also in the buying business. Shalom, Sister Erica. If you go shopping, if you go to Walmart, you go to your local supermarket, you're buying. You purchase food. You purchase clothing. You purchase the things you need. So you are in the buying business. And the beast, the Antichrist, the devil, because this is the system of the Antichrist, the beast is the system of the Antichrist, without his mandate, you cannot buy or you cannot go to work. Simple, Revelation 13:16-17. That no one, I like it because it said no one, not even one. He wants to get to the point where everyone is vaccinated, 100%. But because God, our God is in control, he's not going to let his anointed one, not even a bomb be broken, going to protect us. Shalom, Brother Miguel. So it's a serious matter. But the question the people had is, will children be vaccinated? Yes. The answer is yes. Both small and great. Yes. Unless he has a mark in the name of the beast and the number of his name. Whatever system of buying and selling is tied to the mark of the Antichrist today. It says so. Do we have a Bitcoin? Do we have a credit card system? Do banks deal with cash, credit card, and all that? Yes. Credit system. It is all out of the devil. It is all one number. It is all tied to the www.666. The vaccine has the 666 on it. The name of the Antichrist of the beast. It is all tied together. It is all one system. Today, my brother and sister, in which children and adults are in the system through either social security number, a passport number, or a license number, my brother and sister, or a medical record number, which all being put together to make part of one single number, 666. All these systems are being joined together by world governments to be part of the beast, and now they work with the system of the beast flawless. This month, Biden's and the rest of the governments of the world got together and met, and they're bringing a new system that we talked about last year that is already being tested right now as we're speaking. They began this month to test a new system which they believe will go into effect very, very soon. They're hoping that next year, by January 1st, the new system will be in effect. My brother and sister, a lot of people have a lot of questions about the new system. But as I said last year, the new system includes the vaccine, mandatory vaccine. In the new system, you cannot have money in the bank, in your bank account, unless you've been vaccinated. It's part of the new system order, my brother and sister. So you cannot have money in the bank account, $20 or $100 or $1,000, however you want to see it, unless you've been vaccinated. And starting next year, you're going to hear this on the media, on the news. When the new system goes into effect, they've been waiting to put it in effect. This month, as we're speaking, it's being tested. I was shocked when I heard it last year because I said, how are they going to put a system like this that in order for you to use the money you have in your own bank account, my brother and sister, you have to be vaccinated. You have to have a number that you've been vaccinated. It's horrible, isn't it? Horrible, my brother and sister. But they're already working on it. It's been May. It's being tested. And some said it's the best system. No, it's not. It's the worst system. That's what that is. A few days ago, my wife had a dream. Let me go back to Daniel 4 before I share the dream. He cried out, cut down the tree. This is when Nebuchadnezzar, laying on his bed, heard a watcher of the Lord. One of those angels that are in charge of watching. Now cut down the tree, cut it off its branches, strip off the leaves, scatter its fruit. Let the wild animal flee from the shelter. Let the bird abandon the branches, but leave the stump. Would it ruin the ground with van of iron and bronze and lush grass of countryside? Let him be drenched with the dew from the sky and share the lot of animal and pasture. Let his heart and mind cease to be human. Are you listening? When they change, they cannot think like right now, like human. Right now, they're thinking like human. And this is the part where they deceive people because they can talk like a human, like it's still a family people know, a brother, a sister, after being vaccinated. And that's confusing the daylight out of some. But once they change, don't worry about that. You don't need to worry about that once they change. Okay? We're entering into that season now. Okay? They won't let their heart and mind cease to be human. Okay? They're going to cease to be human. Okay? Sister Luria said, they're vaccinating in zoo animal. People have many dreams of seeing zoo animal change into beasts, wild beasts that can destroy and tear apart anyone. The Lord's been showing that to his people. And become of those animals, and let seven seasons pass over him. That seven season is 7 years. 7 years. Great tribulation. In other words, they are appointed. The vaccinated are appointed biblically to the 7 years great tribulation. They are appointed by God to the 7 year great tribulation. There's no going back on this. There's no going back on this. The dream my wife had, she was taken to her brother's house and they were in the kitchen and he'd been vaccinated. We spoke to him on the phone not to be vaccinated. She told him the same. And I told him, God told me that those that will be vaccinated will not be part of his kingdom. Telling you all about him, he's in about 43. He used to be in my Bible class for children that I had back in the early 90s. He was one of my students. Lives in Maryland. He got vaccinated. And the Lord wanted to show my wife of those fascinated the outcome. And he began in the kitchen to transform. My wife ran out the door. But she knew this from the Lord who was speaking to her, that everyone who is fascinated, he says very clear, will change. Okay? She ran out the door. I asked the Lord for a confirmation. The Lord took me back into the same dream where I saw her running out the door. But I stayed there looking at him changing. And he began to change like a werewolf. And as he was changing, he began, he's about 6 feet tall now. He began to go beyond 7 feet. I believe around 8 feet tall. His body just began to expand. His arm began to expand. As his feet also began to expand. His finger began to expand. And long nail, just like a werewolf, began to come out of his finger. My brother and sister, as you see in the photo there in the program, the image that I uploaded, or some of you can still see it there, he began to look like this. I noticed that under the light in the kitchen, as he was turning, his hair was not like our normal hair. It began to grow like a wolf hair, thicker. And it began to change like grayish hair under the light. His ears began to grow, and they became pointy, like a werewolf we seen in the old movie. And I said to the sister on the phone, his ear looked cute as a werewolf, actually, because they look grayish in between colors. She was laughing. How can you say that it was cute? And I said, he looked cute as a werewolf. She was laughing because there's nothing cute about that. But I said, how's he changing color? His ear looked pointy. It was a cute werewolf, but this is a human turning into a beast. My brother and sister. Oh, my Lord. In the order issued by the watcher, Daniel 4:14, and the sentence is announced by the Holy One so that all who live may know. God wants you to know. My brother and sister, if people tells you, oh, what do you want to know about these things? God wants you to know, because how are you going to tell your family when they begin to change later on, even though you will be raptured before? And you may not see them turn. What about the other family of you that will see them turn and go crazy and jump through the window? Run crazy screaming. How are they going to know how to handle the situation if they're not informed? If you're not telling them what the Word of God says? We are in the knowing business, I tell my children. This order issued by the watcher, the same thing is announced by the Holy One, so that all who live may know that the Most High rule the human kingdom, that he give to whom whosoever he wishes, and can raise up in love like mortal. My brother and sister, God is in control. And Father issued this of a king of a connoisseur. And over them who are going to stay in the 7-year great tribulation, who will be fascinated, who will take the blood of the fallen one over their own body, they're going to change. Okay? And there's no by. And God told her that this will come over all fascinated. She said to me as she described the dream. And when the Lord showed me, yes, the Lord took me back and she saw her running. My wife did not want to wait to see his brother change completely. She ran out of the door crazy. And I saw her running when the Lord took me back. And the Lord says to me, I wanted to show her came change. It was important for her to see because it was a vision. It was a revelation. But the Lord wants us to know so we can tell someone else. Can tell someone else. My brother and sister. It's important that they know. It's important that they understand the consequence of them taking the vaccine. It doesn't matter who it is, where they are in the world. Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, California, Alaska. Don't matter. Doesn't matter. Maine, it doesn't matter. Canada, it doesn't matter. Australia, it doesn't matter. They're going to change. Germany, France, it doesn't matter. Spain, it doesn't matter. They're going to change. They're going to change into beasts. My brother and sister, I saw him change. I saw his eyes. It took him about a minute to change, or a little bit more. It was his first time. When he began to change, he was surprised. And he was like, you know, when you get a pain in your chest and you put your hand over your chest and you're like, it's like you're trying to hold your chest from the pain. And you're trying to keep the pain back. You're trying to do something. But in this case, there was nothing he could do. It just began to happen, and he had no control over it because he's vaccinated. No control over it. My brother and sister, this is the fact of the matter. People have no control after they're vaccinated and changing. They can be having dinner on the table in the kitchen with their family, all happy, in order to sign right there where they're sitting. They begin to change, and they'll stand, and their body will begin to grow and grow, and their hand will begin to stretch, and their head will begin to change, total change. My brother and sister, I saw it. I was standing there as the Lord wanted me to watch, because it's the outcome of the vaccine. And he says, all vaccinated will change. That's the message. All. Don't matter the age. Don't they have movies they make teen werewolf? Children changing into beasts. Teen werewolf, look it up online. Google it. Were their children changing? Yes. My brother and sister, it's here. We're entering the season. My brother and sister, it's here. God have mercy. This is the dream which I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw. Now you vessels, tell me the interpretation. None of the sayers of my kingdom can tell me the interpretation. But you can do it because the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. This is how it is. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the only way. Is the only way, Christ in you. My brother and sister, that's why you can hear him. You can understand what he's saying. Christ in you, helping you to deal with the fact. If you think that what I'm telling you tonight is too strong, I believe being vaccinated is much stronger. It is much stronger than what I'm telling you. The fact that God is helping us to deal where we are, my brother and sister, there's always why, but God told us small. That small also including small children. My brother, little ones, the Bible calls the children small. My brother and sister, the consequence of sin. That's what that is. My brother and sister, my Lord, help us. Daniel, whose name Belshazzar, was shocked a while. Oh, that's how people are right now, like Daniel. Brother Elby, what? Brother Elby, what are you saying tonight? When Daniel heard King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, I was shocked a while, Daniel said. My Lord, imagine Daniel, my Lord, how can this be? Why would this be, some people are saying. It is the fact of sin. It is the consequence of sin and evil that humanity got involved with. My brother and sister, for 40, 50 years, they had this vaccine ready to go get humanity. And but God told us wait, wait, thousands of years before they made the vaccine, that he was going to make all small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. My brother and sister, a brother did a great study. I thought I think his name, Mike 44-4. He did a great study a few months ago on the vaccine tied with the mark of the beast. Because he said in the original language, according to what he looked up and was able to find in Hebrew, the right hand is the hand. So the shoulder applies to the right hand where people are being vaccinated. And he began to describe and explain what the original said about the right hand. When we read about the right hand, we immediately think that it's like a stamp. No, and he says the vaccine applies being injected in the right hand. My brother and sister, it applies, okay? Because also right is reaching out to those that knows the Lord. Are you getting it? Those that are there that knows the Lord went to church when they were little. Right. They were right. But now they're backsliding. And they're reaching them out through the vaccine to make sure, my brother and sister, they got that they're part of them. They're making a covenant with them when they're vaccinated. We're dead with the Antichrist. So both right hand on the forehead also applying the brain. My brother and sister, we think about the front part, but in the medicine field, if you study the brain and how the brain is, where it's located, it applies the brain. They're changing people's mind. Okay? Yes, hand is arm. He did a great study on it, and he explains it. Because in our translation, we understand it differently, he was explaining. But in the original, it's arm. Exactly. It's arm. And this is why a lot of people say, but wait a minute, the Bible said in the right hand. And they think about the finger, but the whole arm is the right hand in the original. Not in a specific location, the whole arm. So when they inject you, yes, that's why the Lord says to me it's the same. But our understanding was different in regard to it. But so much the Lord is revealing in the last day, helping us understand. And this is where the devil laugh at people, laugh at humanity. Because he says, I got them. Because this is what they're expecting, but this is what I'm giving them. But God is merciful with us. He's revealing these things to us. So we be ready. Don't take any vaccine. I don't think the Lord will lead you to take any vaccine. There is a vaccine coming that will remove the effect of the coronavirus vaccine, but it's for those that are already vaccinated. Okay? My brother and sister. Now, you want to pray for the children? You want to pray for the children, for the parents, for them not to be vaccinated? Go ahead. Fast and pray for them. If God is putting that in your heart, what we pray for also to be safe. That's how we pray. But it's shocking. But the Bible says small, including the children, my brother and sister, and the elder, great. And age, great is like an age, elder, like 80, 90, 100. That's what that great is. Great in age. That no one may buy or sell unless they have the mark, the name of the beast, and the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for the number of the beast, the number 666. Gives you the three sex right there. My brother and sister, it's sad. It's where we're living. They were able to reach out to the children in the times of Noah. They were able to reach out to the children in the times of Lot. As they corrected the elder in the times of Noah and Lot, they also corrected the children, little ones, in the times of Noah and the times of Lot. So much that only 8 people got saved. Think about it. My brother and sister, this is the time to be crying out for our own soul and the soul of our loved ones that have not been vaccinated. Now, out of 7, almost 8 billion people that are on the earth today, according to some website, more than 6 billion already been vaccinated. We're down to 1 billion plus, or maybe even less. And the United States numbers are surprisingly high at those vaccinated. 91 in total of the state of New York vaccinated. 91 plus, and every day is going up in number. They want to reach to the 99.99 vaccinated just in one state. It's incredible. But the rest of the country is following. This just like the Lord says, like in the times of Noah and Lot, just like in those times, my brother and sister. Terrible. Terrible time. So Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was shocked for a while, frightened by the thought. Some people in the chat room are frightened by the thought of children being vaccinated. The thought of them being vaccinated are really frightening to a lot of people. That's why I tell you, pray. Make sure you're laying down, because the information is shocking. Okay? But it's biblical. And the king said, Belshazzar, don't let the dream or the interpretation frighten you. Belshazzar answered, my lord. Oh, the king was taking it easy. But the king did not understand that the fact of the dream was going to affect him. My brother and sister, he was already ready to be changed. The order was over his life, like the order is over all that are vaccinated. There's no escaping. They're going to change. And even they are not ready, because when her brother began to change, he was like, huh? Surprise. There's nothing they can do. They cannot stop it. They had no control over it. King Nebuchadnezzar had no control of changing into a beast. No control. Nothing. It was above him. It is above them. Right now is above all the people on the earth right now that are being vaccinated. They're changing into a beast is above them. They have no control. It is unavoidable for them. It's unavoidable. They cannot avoid changing. No one can stop them from changing. After they're vaccinated, all vaccinated will change. My brother and sister, it's the fact. As it was for King Nebuchadnezzar, a fact. Don't let the dream interpretation frighten you. vessels are. And some of the vessels that are listening to me, oh, I don't worry about that. I don't think it's for oil. I'll be just scaring you. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, Daniel, don't be frightened. Don't worry, as some of the bassinators are saying. Oh, that's not going to happen to me. Oh, only if they knew. Only if they could understand. The interpretation, Belshazzar answered, my Lord, if only the dream were about those who hate you. Exactly. It's all. Some people may say, if only the dream was for those in North Korea or China. But it's for everyone. If only the dream was for the people in Russia, many people say. No. No. As they in another country, so in this country. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, and lose their mind. They won't think like a human anymore. Why were people running? It's because what comes after they change? Their eyes, their mind is like a furious beast who are willing to tear anyone apart to eat or destroy them because they're so angry at them. I cannot describe to you how, oh, Bobby, I can because I was in the Great Tribulation one time, and I was after they changed, and they were devouring people, tearing people arm and leg apart. So I have an idea how they, but there's no logic in their mind anymore. They cannot stop themselves from doing it. Nothing. Cannot stop themselves from doing it. I don't know what they put in that vaccine that makes them act such an animal and beast. Worse than a regular werewolf, worse than a pit bull, worse than a shark, maybe even, or an alligator. They're just so angry. It might be in the thousand. If a shark is 100 into 100, these people are into the thousands of angry and aggressive. The aggressiveness is into the thousand. And they cannot control themselves. They cannot hold themselves back. At one time, I'm in the supermarket, I remember, and one of them jumped on me, and I was grabbing him by his arm, large, strong arm. I was wondering about the strength that I have, but then I realized it was the Lord who's giving me the strength. Because it's the Lord who gives us the strength, my brothers and sisters. Okay? I had the strength to hold this werewolf, large beast, back. And still with his mouth, his head, he was trying to grab my neck, try to bite me. Okay? Very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. Okay? Sister said they put black matter in it. That could be. And very aggressive. And I'm holding his hand with long nails. And he was... He caught my arm and things like that, me holding him. But I noticed I was stronger than him, and I was looking for a piece of stick to put it through his heart, his chest. That works. That truly works, my brother and sister. It's how I was able to put him down. But I tell you, even if you grab him by the neck, he will scratch you so deeply with the nail. They're long and thick and strong. Not like our nails now. No. They're now, they come out of their body really thick and strong, like knife practically, okay? Like lions. And they're able to penetrate your skin with no problem, my brother and sister. And the howling, ooh, it's so loud. Like one of the make the howling in the supermarket, it was like everything shook inside. Very powerful. In some movie, they try to describe them, the loud howling, but it was much stronger than the movie. When I saw it happening in the Great Tribulation, I remember saying, "Ah, man, I never heard that this howling. This is much stronger than the movie, like 100 times stronger than the movie." And the movie, yes, they do sometimes really loud howling, but in real life, it's much louder than that. My brother and sister, and much uncontrollable in that. I know that certain ones are bigger than others. That I can tell you. And much powerful. And they can jump higher. Okay? You know what I saw some people that didn't know in the Great Tribulation? They boarded the windows with plywood. And I saw one of them, my brother and sister, break through the plywood, which I was like, huh? If he can break through that plywood, how can, through that window, through that plywood, how can anyone stop on them? And yeah, you can make a window with steel barred and weld it into your window and kind of, you have to be created to make your window strong. And I'm saying it for those that will stay behind. The one going home, you don't need to worry. But if you can inform someone, if you can tell them buy some steel and some crowbar and begin to make your window strong, okay, you can probably leave that information in a note in your apartment once you're raptured and let some people, wow. Because it's container, that's a good one. That is a good one. Okay, but they can move the container. They can flip it. Okay, so make sure you got a lot of mattress in those containers because they're going to flip you, try to get into the container and try to break through the door. Obviously, they are stronger than 10 men put together, one of them. Okay, so if you got three or four of them, you got with 30 men strength, try to break through a container or something. Okay, my brother and sister, this season that we're entering into, okay? Oh, man. You might have to leave videos, audios, and things like that for people who will stay behind, things that they can find and download or get to. We know that in the Great Tribulation, computer will be useless because of all the power outages and all that, okay? Someone said, can they use the Bible on them? I believe you could. You have to have a way to defend yourself. That is so true. Okay? So, it's things that you want to take into prayer if you want to help someone. Okay? Who will stay behind. My brother and sister. So, my Lord, only the dream were about those who hate you and the interpretation about your enemy. The tree you saw, which grew and became strong until the crown reached the sky. And it could be seen through thou the whole earth. How much are going to be affected? Now, logical. How much did the virus affect the whole world? How much is the vaccine reaching right now, people? The whole world is being reached by the vaccine. Okay? And the ingredient is in the vaccine. Can you imagine billions of people turning, my brother, and only a few not? My Lord. My God, have mercy. This is what I saw. Okay? This is what I saw. I remember when the Lord had shown it to me back 11, 10 years ago, I was talking to my brother Larry on the phone, and brother Larry said, "Brother Elvie, how much of the percent of the population you saw that were changing?" And brother Larry, I'm going to be honest, and I don't know if I can say it on the air on the Lord's Hour, but it was close to 90%, and maybe even higher. What? Brother Elvie? Maybe I'm exaggerating. Let's say 80%, Brother Larry. And he took it to God in prayer and asked God, asked Father. And he told him, Oh, my son, Father said, is up in the 90s. Brother Larry was like, Father, so many people are going to change? Yes, my son, they are. Now, is it a fact today with so many people being vaccinated, then bringing it up close to 100% soon? By the end of December, they're up in the 80s already. If they're up in the 60% worldwide now, and these things every month, they're making millions. They're close to, what did I say, five to 700 million by seeing every month. Okay, so that means that by the end of December, we could be around 80%, and then beginning the year 90, vaccinated worldwide, my brother and sister. And sure, there is a number where God's going to stop it. Okay, they're sure when the judgment comes, we'll put an end to the vaccination. There will be an end to the vaccination. Don't you think it's just going to go on and on and on? No, there will be an end. God knows the number. He knows the number. We don't know. Okay? He knows the number. My brother and sister. So, they have beautiful foliage and abundant fruit enough to feed everyone. Under which wild animal live, and those branches birth of the air, build their nest, as you. Oh, my Lord. You heard what he just told King Nebuchadnezzar? You are the one being cut down. You hear the word for the vaccinated, cut down? The word change comes afterward. The first revelation of the tree being cut down, which that's all has to do with the Antichrist and everything together. Vaccinated, cut down. Their soul goes down. My brother and sister. And then comes the change afterward. Okay? If you read it careful, if you take this whole chapter of Daniel in your house and you read it careful, you're going to notice that it began cutting down the tree. That's when person gets vaccinated, the soul is cut down. The soul comes down to hell. Okay? The change comes after. It's you, your majesty, who have grown and become strong in your greatness and have grown and reached the heaven, and your rule extends to the end of the earth. Now the king saw the holy watcher coming down from heaven and said, cut down the tree and destroy it. Are you listening? The revelation to King Nebuchadnezzar in his dream, when the Holy Watcher comes, he comes to cut down the tree. That's the judgment. When they get vaccinated, the change comes afterward. My brother and sister, if you understand the process of what's happening, believe the stone, what it's wearing the ground, where van of iron and bronze, the lush of grass in the countryside, let him be drenched with dew from the sky and share the love with wild animal until seven seasons pass over him. Wild, uncontrollable. My brother and sister, you try to go get a deer or a wild hawk, or it can bite you. It can hurt you. It can harm you. Okay, they will behave worse than wild animal. My brother and sister, for 7 years, their judgment has been declared by God for 7 years. They get cut down when they're vaccinated, and in 7 years. But the change began at the beginning of the 7 years. This is what Daniel is revealing to King Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, it's for 7 years. But in the moment the 7 years began, what happens? What happened in the beginning of the 7 year great tribulation? This is the interpretation, verse 21, of your majesty. The decree of the Most High that had come on my Lord the King. Who said this will be so? God. This is why the vaccinated have no control into changing into a beast. Because the decree comes from God. And as my brother-in-law was sitting down, family at the table, and began to change. And there was nothing he could do. There's nothing they're going to do. They can be taking a shower. They can be at the pool. They can be at the beach. They can be on vacation. They can be swimming. They can be dancing. They can be at the movie. They can be at the club. It don't matter where they are, what they're doing, they're going to change. The decree comes from the Most High. They're going to change. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, my brother and sister. They cannot escape changing. They cannot help themselves from changing. They cannot stop themselves from changing. No one can stop them. No doctor, no scientist. No one can stop them. What did God told me about the vaccine in the beginning of 2020? Nothing known by man can stop the vaccine. Boy, that I got a lot of people that's agreeing with me. Oh, you come from a third world country, the Dominican Republic. What do you know? Here in America, let me tell you something. We got the best doctor in the world. We got technology like you cannot imagine, LV. You better check your fact with the Lord. You better check your fact with the Lord, because this virus we can stop. We can stop it any day. And only a few people will get it. That's it. Okay? You're wrong. LV, check with the Lord, they said to me. Made me nervous when they said that. Made me nervous a little. Maybe the Lord remind me of who is talking to me. Who is revealing these things to me? Who do I serve? As Elisha says, choose who you may serve this day. If Baal is God, serve him. But if the Lord is God, serve the Lord. Don't be double-minded, Elisha said to the people. And I was right there, making my choice for the Lord, not knowing much, not understanding much, but knowing that I can trust the Lord any day of the hour, that he'll never fail me, okay? That he'll never let me to shame. And exactly so. He told me that it will be in every country, in every town, in every city, and nothing known by man will stop it. Exactly as he said, my brother and sister. And it's been so. Hallelujah. The witness has been obvious, my brother and sister. Now goes with this, which I asked the Lord for a confirmation. Even in prayer, he told me, yes. I said, Lord, I'm going to come on tonight. Can you please confirm? Yes. It's so. Yes. You know, nervous. Nervous because when you have to come out and give such a strong revelation, there's always question. But the truth is better to be spoken than anything else. My brother and sister, that's all there is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, my brother and sister, they have no control like King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar, with all his scientists, with all the people around his kingdom, all the wise men he had, cannot stop changing into a beast. Okay? He cannot stop himself and changing into a beast. All the vaccinated in the United States and the world are going to change, God says. That's the revelation. And seeing my brother-in-law changing into this werewolf, and I said that his ear grew like a werewolf, but they were beautiful ear, grayish. My brother and sister, but an aggressive beast, ready to begin to tear people down, piece by piece. Uncontrollable beast. Okay? Maybe if you can put a large chain on his neck and had a few guys with a few chains holding him, maybe that will work. Okay, that probably can help him keep him under control. But for what sense and what purpose when the whole community is changing? How many people are being vaccinated now? Can you imagine your neighbors, people jumping out of buildings, changing to beast and werewolf, chasing people? This is America and the world very soon. My brother and sister, so many glass windows in every home, broken down to pieces. And these werewolf and beasts jump through those windows. They don't even open doors because there's no logic in them anymore. They want to go outside. Remember what the Bible says. No human logical anymore. They want to go outside. They're not going to turn the handle on the door. No, they just jump through the window. They look through the window. They see opening. They break through it. Every single home window will be broken in America and around the world. Okay? It's done. Broken. Broken glass everywhere. These beasts jumping out the window and chasing anyone who had not turned. They don't turn against each other. That's one thing I noticed, which I found questionable. Okay? Because even in the wild, werewolves that are not part of other, they fight against each other. But these beasts that I saw, these people turning into these beasts, werewolf, they begin to change, but they don't attack each other. They go against those that have not changed. Those that are not changing, that are running, just regular human, running. And we can probably call those the unvaccinated. Okay? But we're not ready to go home in the rapture. And it seems that there's a few people around. Looks like it's a few of them around. Because we know of people right now, even police officers and people that are not repenting and seeking the Lord, but have refused to buy sin. You hear that on the news all the time. Well, those people are being chased by these werewolves. And these werewolves are fast, let me tell you. I don't know if the speed is between 40 and 50 miles per hour, but man can only run, 26 miles per hour? So they can catch up to you really quick. I think your speed, you better off in a motorcycle or in a car if they're chasing you. Okay? That's what you're better off. And hope that your car don't break down at that moment or refuses to start at that moment. Okay? As the Lord say, pray that it doesn't happen in winter. Remember Matthew 24, pray that it doesn't happen in winter. Okay? If it happens in winter, a lot of cars don't like to start in winter. Have problems starting in winter. Sometimes you got to warm them up before you can take off. These werewolves, these beasts are not going to give you the time. Okay? My brother and sister. Okay? So, brother said that they were tracking through your Apple Watch. The good thing is that they have app today to where you can track the vaccinated. Are you listening? They have app where you can track the vaccinated. Maybe that can be used to track the werewolf when they change. Who knows? I'm not going to stay behind to make sure they work. So, you know, just throw an idea there for the people staying behind. Make sure you have sticks on your bag, plenty of them. Make sure that whatever you hide is made of steel. Okay? Give them trouble trying to break in. And if they start to break down the door, make sure you have the stick ready. Okay? And have plenty of steel, have welding machines, things like that. Okay? Mostly I saw people scared in the Great Tribulation running from them and then catching up to them and biting on the leg, on the arm, on the neck. I saw them tearing some people's neck as they took a bite out of them. For some reason, as werewolf and a wild wolf, they have long teeth in the front. These have really long, sharp, they just grew like that naturally from the bison. Like it was in the bison there to make them really sharp and really useful. like knife. Okay? Those things, I don't know why it's this way, but it is. The aggressiveness, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how they were able to put that in the vaccine. But they're very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. And again, like King Nebuchadnezzar, he was like a beast, a wild beast. No thought of all. They cannot think. You cannot control them. You cannot tell them, don't attack me. I'm your brother. I'm your sister. Father, don't attack me. Mom, don't attack me. You cannot tell them that because they won't respond to you saying, but I'm your daughter. Why would you want to kill me? Forget about that. They're not going to respond to that. Okay? They're not going to respond. You say, Mom, don't kill me. Dad, don't kill me. No. Okay? You can forget about that. You can forget about that. They are going to get anyone whom they can. And there are plenty of people for them to tear apart quickly. They don't waste time attacking and tearing people to pieces. Okay? When I saw, when the Lord showed me my brother-in-law changing, the Lord wanted me to see. He grew almost to 8 feet tall, or maybe more. His hand began to stretch out. His finger and his nail. The finger and his nail were like sharp knife, thick and strong. And they opened no door. They jumped through windows. Okay? Shalom, Brother Benjamin. And I saw his eyes, how they changed from big and normal at the beginning. They first got big and normal, just like werewolf or wolf, but a werewolf. But aggressive. It just went from normal to very aggressive on his eyes. You can see on his eyes that he was not friendly. He was going to kill whatever he could. Okay, I'm standing there in the kitchen looking at him. He could not see me. I'm glad for that. But I can totally see him and so saw the whole transformation of him. And God has said that everyone who has been vaccinated is going to change. Everyone. All vaccinated will change is the word. All vaccinated will change. Okay, not a single human being. It doesn't matter the age, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 88, 99. It don't matter who. All vaccinated will change into beasts. That's just shocking to me. That's, how do you explain that? How do you explain that? How can this herb be useful anymore? This is why it's going to be burned. Think about it. This is why it's going to be burned. How much UFO is going to be? Yeah, we know that King Nebuchadnezzar got turned back. But I believe it was different even from the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. We got the knowledge of him changing into a beast. But these beasts that are going to be changing in this season that we're entering is totally different. Because these are very aggressive, killer machine. For one reason, I don't know why they wanted to make them like that through the vaccine. Killer machine, weapons. But that's exactly what they're turning into. They are a weapon of the enemy, my brother and sister. Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar, it is you, your majesty, who have grown and become strong. And your greatness has grown and reached the heaven. And your rule extend to the end of the earth. Now the king saw the holy washer coming down from heaven, who said, cut down the tree. That's the first step when they're vaccinated. They're cut down and destroy it. Man, this is the part that no one wants to hear about the vaccinated being destroyed. But it's in the Bible. Yes, the idea came out of the super soldier technology that they've been playing around with. But leave the stone and the root in the ground with van of iron and bronze. Okay? Looks like this is the only way to stop them or control them. Even that the Bible tells you. Iron and bronze. You want to hold one of the beasts down for that time until they turn back into human, until the punishment of time passes away. You can only hold them back with iron and bronze. Okay? It's the only way. How many people are ready for that? How many people have that around in their basement, in their home, in their closet, ready to bound their brother, their sister for 7 years? My Lord, my God. Lush grass on the countryside. It tells you even where to have it on the countryside where there's no human, there's no people, isolated. Bind them with bronze and iron. Isolate them in the countryside. Keep them away from humanity. Why? Because he will be evil. Evil. Okay? He will be evil. Let him be drenched with the dew from the sky, my brother and sister. Okay? In other words, keep him bound. Let the dew on the morning come over him from the sky. Look how God is being specific here. Because if you're going to have a sister or a brother changing, and let's say you're there in the Great Tribulation, you have not been vaccinated, and you have a chain, and you kind of live in a place where you can bind your sister, your brother, until they go back to normal. Okay? Sister Renee has a question. Won't they kill the Antichrist? No, because he's the one making them. Okay? The punishment comes from God. That's very clear from Daniel. Let him drench with the dew from the sky, share with a lot of wild animal until the seven seasons have passed over him. You hear what God is saying? This is the only way you're going to keep your family member alive for 7 years. It doesn't look to me like they need to eat, my brother and sister. After they change into a werewolf and to these beasts, it doesn't seem to me. And this is a clue for those staying behind that need to deal with these people. And if you leave somewhere where other werewolves are not going to come your way, but some of your family are going to change and you can tie them down with chains, with bronze chains, steel, and keep them in a place where they won't be able to hurt anyone, well, God tells you what to do there. And maybe don't worry about feeding them. Okay? But it's going to have to be for 7 years. Okay? Maybe you can feed them for 7 years if you can, if they're tied down with chains. It's going to be terrible on this earth. I kid you not. It's going to be terrible. But this is the only way people is going to deal with them. Okay? Verse 21 to 24. This is the interpretation, your majesty, Daniel saying to King Nebuchadnezzar. It is the decree of the Most High that has come upon my Lord, the King. This is, Father has spoken it, and it's so. Be amen, as they say. There's nothing anyone can do. The vaccinated will turn into beast. It's been spoken from the Most High. They have no control, like my brother-in-law. When he got from the table, he was surprised. He started changing. He tried to stop it. He could not. He had no control over it. And just started changing it. And growing in high, his hand started stretching, his fingers started stretching, wild animal nail like a tiger or lion started coming out of his finger. Thick and strong and sharp. His face went from a regular human being into a wolf face, but larger and much aggressive. The hair was thick, like sharp needles. Here became to be pointy and long. I would say it was kind of grayish. He looked like a nice werewolf, you know? Verse 25, you will be driven from human society to live with wild animal. It's the only way to contain King Nebuchadnezzar when he changed into this beast. It is the only way to deal with these people in the Great Tribulation, with family member, when they change into beasts. Take them away from society. Take them away from the city. Take them to the countryside. Tie them with chains. let those 7 years pass over them. The decree is for 7 years, not 3.5 years like some people have been saying, false prophets have been saying in the United States. Oh, the Great Tribulation, it's only 3.5 years, lies. Daniel 12 tells you it's 7 years. And then here, Daniel 4 tells you it's 7 years. Genesis 28, 29 and 30 tells you that Jacob worked for Leah 7 years, for Rachel 7 years. So where do they come out with 3.5 years? 7 years is Jacob's trouble, according to Jeremiah and Isaiah. So where do they come with 3.5 years? Nonsense. It's not biblical. I'm just giving you three books, three different prophets. One confirmed the other one. It's 7 years. Daniel, Moses, and Jeremiah. 7 years. Great tribulation, my brother and sister. So where do they come? I can prove it 7 years. They cannot prove it 3.5 years. For 7 years, they're going to be bound. And the best way to deal with this beast is to drive them away, Daniel said. This is wisdom from God through the man of God, Daniel. You will be driven from society to live with wild animals. It's the best way. Once your little sister or your big brother begin to change into this beast, if you can tie them with chain and tie them to a post where they cannot break the chains and keep on there for 7 years, you're doing the best for them. Any other way, they can put a stick through their heart and kill them or behead them. Okay? My brother and sister. So, the season is here because the church is about to leave. The revival is short, very short season. The same as when the devil is released after the 1,000 years over, Revelation 20, he will release for a short season. There are major events that are going to be for short season. Revelation 20, the devil get released to go to the four corners of the earth to rise against the Lord and his anointed one in Jerusalem. He will only be allowed for a short season. Seasons are important because right now, in 2022, we're going into a season. And you need to get into your Bible and look up season and the importance of the season. I'm going to bring a study maybe next Tuesday about season. I'm going to ask the Lord to reveal me about season even more. So next week, we can talk about it together. Seasons are very important. You got regular season, long season, and short season. Many blessings last for many seasons. Evil lasts for season, but short. They are short season. 3 months, even less. The revival is short. It's for a season short. Last rain. Okay? We know that the acts, pouring out the Spirit was short. But it lasted for a season. They were able to go out and evangelize and win thousands for the kingdom, maybe even millions. But that was a short season. Again, there's another pouring coming for another short season. When the Lord began to talk to me about this 13, 14 years ago, about the revival, and began to show me the upcoming revival, and the revelation he was showing me, it was for a short season. Short season, my brother and sister. That's why the rapture is so close. Because once the short season passes, that's it. Then the great tribulation begins. The bride is out. Father told me in heaven, he's not going to release the Naphtalians until his children are out of the way, until he brings his children home. Father confirmed this to me, and I'm so glad the Lord has spoken it to me, and Father confirmed this to me in heaven. Until his children are out of the way, he's not going to release the Naphtalian. He's in total control. That's why everything he said in his word, we can believe it 100%. Because he's in control. He's the one who determines. And Daniel's explaining this to King Nebuchadnezzar. The interpretation, Your Majesty, is that the decree the Most High had come upon my Lord the King. The decree, Father decree, Father says it, and it is. That's why we say amen. Whatever Father says, everyone in heaven, everyone on earth must say amen. Because it is what he says. Amen to what he says. It is. Whatever Father says, it is. Not what people worry about, what the government is saying, what the devil is. No, it's what Father says it is. They're all going to change. It is. My brother and sister, so be it. You will be driven from human society. You will live with the wild animal, Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar. You will be made to eat grass like an ox and be drenched with the dew from the sky as seven seasons pass over you until you learn that the Most High rule of a human kingdom and give it to whosoever he pleases. Somehow, animal understand God. We don't know how. We have no idea how. God can speak to a dog and a dog understand. God can speak to a bird and a bird understand. Bird can worship God and God knows exactly what they're saying. Exactly. When God revealed this to me over 20 years ago, I was blown. I was in my bed and he gave me a revelation of this birdie over this tree. They were singing. And God allowed me to understand what they were singing. And I understood in my own language what the bird was saying to God. And they're singing to him. They were worshiping him. The most beautiful worship was coming out of this true love bird. My brother and sister, beautiful bird singing unto God. Oh, that I marvel, that I enjoy them worshiping the Lord, because he opened my understanding how he knows them to worship him. Oh, the most beautiful singing I ever heard. They sing better than human, my brother and sister. How do they do that? How can they worship Father so beautiful? And he enjoyed their worship. Things that we take for granted. We hear birds singing and we're like, if we only can stop and know that they're worshiping God in the most beautiful way, my Lord. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, praise you, God. It's hard for me to say, because in one of the last revelations, Jesus giving me of the world before this one, I was in a school setting. The rapture happened. My children got taken away with the Lord. In the school setting, children were coming out of school in the afternoon. And people began to turn into werewolf right there. The great tribulation had just begun. In the same moment the rapture was happened, and people disappear, at that very hour, they began to change into werewolf. I was standing there watching this. I began to ramp for my own life, because it was like he took me there in my own body. I thought that I'd stay behind. And no, Lord. And then he's showing me, taking me to heaven, changing, transforming my children. Oh, man. That gave me peace, because I thought, I'm staying behind, Lord. Because he had promised me he was going to rapture me. But since he gave me this experience, I was so nervous and scared. Oh, my Lord. There's no way I want to stay behind. My brother insisted. I had to ask the Lord, are you going to rapture me? You promised me, fear not. You're coming home with me, he says. Okay. Yes, you're coming home with me. Okay, Lord. I was so nervous and scared because he took me and my body into the great tribulation. And I was when people were turning into werewolf, I immediately knew what was happening. Some that had turned completely, the howling was shaking the ground so loud. I ran into a house that had really large fence. And I said, if I know if I climb to this fence, the fence was about 40 feet high. And I said, I don't think they can jump this high. I'll climb the highest I can to the top of the fence. And I'll stay up there and I'll shake the fence and they try to come up. I'll hold on tight and I'll shake it, make them fall. And some of them were climbing. I said, oh, no. So I had to jump and run for my life. Went into a house. That's where I saw one of them break into a reinforced window. Window was reinforced with plywood. And this thing broke through it like nothing. Like, oh, if they can do what I said, how anyone going to stop this beast? I was saying to myself. And I saw they were chasing different women and men and catching up to them and biting them on the neck, on the arm, on the leg. I said, my Lord, what is this? This is horrible. Horrible. No one can outrun them because they can run faster than regular people. You can only run 26 miles per hour. They run like 40 or 50. They can easily catch up to you. You have to be in a motorcycle or in a car to maybe escape them. My brother and sister, I remember this part was funny to me. I was in the Great Tribulation at one time. The Lord took me. It was about 3 to 5 years into the Great Tribulation. Over 3 years, I remember. And I said this part was funny because this brother that I knew, he was gathering with a group of brothers in the Great Tribulation. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he said, we need to leave, Elvie. I was there in the Bible study. They have one page of the Bible. You see how people take the Bible for granted? And that page of the Bible that they had that they were reading, you know where they had it hidden? In a metal pipe inside of a building, okay? An abandoned building. And they had it hidden there because the government had burned all the Bibles here in the United States. And I saw them taking out the piece, the one page of the Bible, okay? They have more than one page. They probably have 20 pages. How many pages does a Bible has? One book has a lot more than that. And they were so pleased. And they took out a page. And they began to read the Bible. Our meeting was short. And he began, he was a speaker. The brother was me. He was a speaker. And he was telling me telling people how difficult it was. How hard they had it. But he says, you know, we didn't listen. We never prepared. We never got ready. But by the mercy of God, we can come together here with all this trouble going on. And then he said, brothers and sisters, let's pray because we got to leave. We got to go hiding. And I said, well, wait a minute. We haven't even been an hour together. What do you mean you got to leave? Oh, Brother Ovi, I realize you come from the Lord's bringing you from another place. You're not aware of what's happening here, he says to me. What do you mean what's happening here? What it is that is so bad that we have to leave? And he had like a Chevrolet car. I knew it was a large car. The people have them in the young car today. Nobody cares for them anymore. But somehow he had it running. And he said, brother, get in the car and let's go. I said, all right, let's go. I got in the car, and he took off. I saw the zombie coming out of the tomb, out of everywhere, walking, the walking dead. He was running them over. And I said, what are you doing? Those are human beings. He said, they're dead. Not anymore, Brother Elvie. Don't worry about them. They feel nothing. They're dead. He was running them over with his car, my brother and sister. And I'm like, man, but these were people, you know? These were people. Why? He says, Brother Elvie, I realize you come from another time where things were nice and you could have a hot meal with your family and go to work and do this or that. Those times are gone for us. this is where we are. We've been here for over 3 years, and it's horrible. Horrible, Brother Elvie. You cannot imagine how much we have suffered. We have lost everything, Brother Elvie. We don't have family members we can count on anymore. We don't have jobs. We eat from the garbage. We sleep wherever we can, if we can sleep. Most of us have not slept. Didn't you see the face of the brothers and sisters? Do they look rested to you? No. Everybody looks tired. Yes. But we cannot catch any sleep, brother. We cannot get any sleep. I said, wow, that is so terrible. Everyone's face looks dirty. Some of us don't remember the last time we took a shower, Brother Elvie. Most of the water all contaminated, my brother and sister. I said, oh, wow. No drinkable water. Nothing. Life is horrible and painful. Wow. It was my brother and sister. I was by a place that I knew here in the U.S. And most of the home was broken, destroyed. And I saw this young girl, she was no more than 19, pregnant, big belly. And I saw this evil guy ready to eat her with the baby. And somehow I saw a motorcycle, and I went and jumped on it and ran and told the girl, jump on the motorcycle. And I got her out of there. I knew she was still normal, pregnant. 6 or 7 months pregnant, big belly. And they were ready to eat her. Ready, because people eat people in the Great Tribulation. They eat people for dinner. That's what they eat. Whoever they can catch, that's a meal for them. It's a bad at the age. No mercy. Okay? People have no mercy anymore. Because they say, oh, it's my life. If I don't eat someone, I won't live. They already had ate all the hawk, all the deers, all the dog, all the cat. Any cat or dog that is alive, it's a great meal for people. Bird. Oh, anything. Okay? I saw people fishing with their hand. You know how difficult that is, my brother and sister? But the fish were evil. The water was contaminated. And even though the fish, if they will grab you by the feel, the arm, they will cut it in two. Bit off a piece of your leg or arm and swim away like nothing. Evil fish. I saw some of the face, evil, evil, evil eyes, evil, in the water. And still people were trying to catch them to get a meal because it was nothing. Whatever the landfill garbage is, they had gone through it. Nothing left. Nothing. No warehouse. No supermarket. All those things were gone. In the beginning of the Great Tribulation, they tried to run supermarket and things. Store, whatever they can have for people to eat. And my brother and sister, they try, but no. You know, they'll kill you for a meal in the Great Tribulation. You have any rice, any food in your house, they'll kill you for it. I saw this guy that they say he had food in his house. I heard him saying through the window of his house, he had a shotgun in his hand and plenty of bullets beside him. Through the window of his house, he was shooting people that would try to come close to steal his food. And I heard him say, I only have enough for my family and I, maybe for a day or a few days, that's it. And then we had nothing. And people say, we don't care. We still want your food. And I saw him with that shotgun as people try to come close and blowing people to pieces. Boom! And putting a hole on their chest or anything. And that person falling on the floor, still alive. So it's not like now, you think they're dead. No, they're not dead. They were sick there, but they will flee from them. They're just in terrible pain in the floor. And the guy starts shooting at them because they start talking. Person with a shot on the leg, arm, or shoulder, start talking. oh, this hurts so much, but I can still try to get your food. And he's like, oh, no, you're not getting my food. It's only for my wife and my child and I. And boom, another one. I was there for a few, just seeing him shooting people. Horrible, horrible life. Like humanity cannot imagine. My brother and sister is ahead. This is why God says repent. Jesus said repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. My brother and sister, we need to be repenting every day, asking God to have mercy on our soul. My brother and sister, because the great tribulation is unimaginable. It's indescribable. I can only tell you a few things of the many things I saw. But it's horrible, my brother and sister. The order comes, says Daniel, to King Nebuchadnezzar from the Most High. The decree comes from the Most High. In 7 seasons, 7 years, he will have to be changed into a beast with no human understanding on himself. My brother and sister. And it's all until the 7 years are over. No less, no more. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. It is the fact. All bastard native will change. Doesn't matter how sweet the person was. How faithful was in the church. If it got vaccinated, it's in trouble. How great minister it was. If it got vaccinated, it's going to change. My brother and sister, it will change. People will be surprised when they see Benny Hinn changing into a werewolf because he got vaccinated and chasing people to buy. At one time, he was leading people to God. Another time, he's biting people to eat. It's just the fact of the matter. There's no going back. My brother and sister, there's no going back. It's just the way things are going to. My brother and sister, all those beautiful servants you see on television, soon they're running from their life or they're chasing someone. Hallelujah. Yes, and this is the time. And yes, revival is still to come. Yes. You can still see how many people are vaccinated. Okay? I just said, heard the Lord say, yes. It's coming. Revival is coming, the Lord say. Okay? There's a time where people will be able to those that are not vaccinated, to repent. I cannot talk for the vaccinated one because they're changing into beasts. I can only talk for them that are not vaccinated. I'm sure like King Nebuchadnezzar, when you read the whole story, after the 7 years were over, God turned him back. But the question is, you see how we saw through Daniel the revelation, they has to bound him with steel, bronze and steel, and keep him away from humanity, from society. What's the translation saying? So somewhere they had to bond him, keep on their bound, tied with chain for 7 years. Can people do this to the humanity? And who's going to do it? Who's going to have the time, the heart, the machinery, the manpower that it's going to take? Hallelujah. My brother and sister, who's going to have the manpower and the machinery to begin to bound these people with steel, bronze, and keep them away from the rest of humanity? Some people may have idea bunkers. They can probably bind them in bunkers. They're close to the door in bunkers. There are a few of them until the 7 years are over, and that's a way to save their lives. But how many people have those facilities? You know, it's think about it. Think about it. Everyone changing. Where are you going to have the time to say, well, I got this plan. Let me go do this. Because you need manpower. You need the machines. You need the place. Oh. Now, Jesus there said that if those vaccinated take that out of it by seeing the Lord, that will remove the effect of the vaccine, they will be saved. But he said, truly repent. So, and they need to take that other vaccine. Now, the step could be that some family can take the vaccine, hold their family member, and vaccinate them themselves, even by force. Because look what the enemy is doing. He's vaccinating people by force. Vaccinating mandate is by force, in other words. And so if people want to say their family wants to do that when they find out about the next vaccine, grab the sister and brother and vaccinate them by force and then save their lives, even though they get so mad at them. But then if they take the booster, they probably go back to it again. Okay? My brother and sister, next year is a biblical year. It's a prophetic year, my brother and sister. Okay? It's a prophetic year. 2022 is a prophetic year. Revelation 22. Okay? He showed me pure water, river of life, clean and crystal, proceeding out of the throne, out of God and the Lamb. That is revival. The water is the Holy Spirit being poured out of the throne. That's revival. Revival. My brother and sister, that's the water coming out of the throne. But remember Revelation 13, 16. He makes small and great, rich and poor, small children being vaccinated. Okay? So don't be surprised, but pray for them. Because they're going to vaccinate children. They're starting tomorrow from 5 years of age and up. There will be Pfizer available tomorrow in the United States to begin to vaccinate children 5 years of age and up. Okay? That's what the plan is. Okay? So revival is close. And I won't be surprised if we begin next year. Okay? I'm going by Revelation 22. And I say this because I was shocked when I learned from the Lord that every chapter of the Bible, Revelation, goes with the year since the year 2000, accordingly. If you look at it, if you ask the Lord to show you, you'll see everything that happens, even the fall in the economy in 2008 to 2009. It's all there. Pains of things began to be food and everything. It's all there. In the midst of the tree of it, on the other side of the river, there was a tree of life which bore 12 fruit, yielding her fruit every month. The leaf of the tree was for the healing of the nation. God's plans for his people is healing of the nation. I believe that healing, a lot of people focus on the physical, but I believe it's spiritual, emotional, psychological, and just physical, total healing, my brother and sister, because there's so much evil going on. People need healing, body, soul, and spirit. Okay, total healing coming from God. This tree of life was in the garden. That means God's plan for humanity since the beginning has been total healing, total, body, soul, and spirit. It was for none of us or nothing of us to be sick before his presence, but to be total healed, okay, all before him. Verse 3, and there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb should be in it, and his servants should serve him. I believe here the curse that is being lifted is the beginning of the great millennium, 1,000-year reign with Christ. It's pointing to the church going home here, and it's also pointing to the millennium. No more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. The throne, that's the church before the throne of God and the great supper of our Lord, celebrating. So this is raptured. This points to the rapture departure of the bride of Christ. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Life. Someone's asking me if I'm life. Yes, I am life at the Lord Tower. Those that are asking on Facebook, let me put up the link one more time and let them know, because they need to know, and they're asking. I guess some people did not see the link when we started the program. I usually will post it a few minutes or even half an hour before the program. Okay? Shalom to those that are joining us. People need to know the season. We're entering the season, my brother and sister. Revelation 22:4. And that you see his face, and his name shall be on the forehead. See his face is going home in the rapture to see in the Lord's face to face. The name be on the forehead is the 144,000. They have a seal on their forehead. The Bible says that's Revelation 7, Revelation 9, and Revelation 14. Those are the seal of the 144,000 on the forehead. Okay? So one part is before the Lord, seeing the Lord face to face, and there's another part that gets a seal on the forehead. I'm in Revelation 22. Thank you, Lord. Verse 5, and there should be no nine there, for there will be no candle, neither light in the sun, for the Lord God who give a light shall reign forever and ever. This is in heaven. Okay? Yes, it's in the New Jerusalem, but it's also in heaven. The New Jerusalem right now is in heaven. It's coming down later on, my brother and sister. But here, there's no nine in heaven. We'll be before God and before the Lord. Verse 6, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God, the holy prophet, sent his angel to show to his servant the things which must shortly be done. You see, you got a regular season and you got a short season. Even the great tribulation happens in a short season. Because when it compared to grace, 2,000 year, 7 year great tribulation of evil is very short. It's only 7 years compared to 2,000 years of grace, my brother and sister. So you see how evil is only allowed for a short season, but grace is allowed for longer. Mercy is allowed for longer, and the presence of God is for all eternity. My brother and sister, isn't that awesome? Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. The church goes home. Amen. The hope of the church, the Lord said, I come quickly. We say, Lord, how long? We've been waiting for 2,000 years since you left the disciple. And he said, quickly, because compare to your eternity in the presence of God in heaven, that goes billions after trillions of years, 2,000 years is nothing compared. To God, 2,000 a year is 2 days. Are you listening? 2,000 years for God is 2 days. For God is giving you endless days with Christ, Daniel chapter 12. Endless. It's for his kingdom where we are endless. Endless days. He's giving us endless days in his presence. Compared to 2,000 years is nothing, okay? So to God, 2,000 years is nothing, short. Behold, I come quickly. And he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. So keep it. Wait for the Lord, ambassador. Don't get to by seeing at all. Don't let them convince you to get to by seeing, because don't get into by seeing, they're all going to change into beasts. And they have no control and no saying. The only thing is truly repenting and taking that other by sin. How much time will be for that? When everything is happening so quickly. You see? In disobedience, there's no promise. There's no guarantee in disobedience. In obedience, God makes all kinds of guarantee to us. My brother, you refuse that by sin and say, Lord, and repent every day and say, Lord, I'm waiting for you. All kinds of guarantee are for you from heaven. All kinds of protection from God, the Almighty who's in control. But to those like King Nebuchadnezzar in position to receive the begin with the Bicene, God decree is for them to be turned into beasts, like King Nebuchadnezzar. And there was nothing King Nebuchadnezzar. When Daniel heard, when Daniel understood the prophecy of a king, his king, King Nebuchadnezzar, said, my Lord, Daniel was shocked. My Lord. And King Nebuchadnezzar, not understanding, said, Daniel, calm down, Daniel. Why are you shocked? What's going on, Daniel? Daniel understood the judgment of the decree that it was coming from God. And there's nothing King Nebuchadnezzar with all his servants and all his gold and all his silver and his best doctor could not prevent the judgment of God over his life. Daniel was shocked. Brother Daniel was shocked. King Nebuchadnezzar, no, calm down. He didn't understand. Like the bassinator right now. Oh, calm down. Oh, brother, please. They don't understand. They're going to be changing into beasts very soon. And they have no control because the decree come from heaven, come from God. As it came over King Nebuchadnezzar, it's coming over their lives. And they had no saying in it. There's no saying. Your doctor, your brother cannot help you. The best help your brother can do for you is to go buy a very strong chain at Home Depot and Lowe's or any supermarket or hardware store. Buy really a good chain, a few of them. Go buy maybe a piece of land or if you have a country house or whatever and plan to bind your sister there, your little sister, your brother who's been vaccinated there for 7 years with those chains. That's the best thing you can do for people. Buy them a chain where you can bind them. Best thing you can do. Nothing else you can do for them if they already been vaccinated. Nothing you can do. Handcuff them to something to steal. Brass or bronze. Read it there in Daniel 4. Brass and bronze is the only thing. And move them away from the population for 7 years where no one can lose them. As they see them angry, trying to tear anything apart. Nothing else you can do. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said unto me, see that thou doest not, my brother and sister. Now, what does that mean? Verse 8, let me not go to verse 9 yet. Because John felt like he needed to worship the angel. And what is that? That is a type of idolatry in the last days. Idolatry of a messenger of God. No, you don't worship no man. You don't bow down to no man. Thank God for the women and men of God that are speaking from God in the last day, but we don't worship them. No. No, you only worship God. You only worship the Lord. Remember that. Idolatry is a great sin, and that would have been idolatry. So the angel said to John, verse 9, what did he say? Then he said unto me, see that thou doest not. Make sure, John, you don't do this. For I am a fellow servant. That's what angels are. Fellow servants. They serve God as we serve God. They're God's messenger over our lives. And thy brother, the prophet, and now them that keep the saying of the book that worship God. This is in heaven, my brother and sister. Something that we need to be very careful on earth that is shown to us from heaven. Idolatry. There's so much idolatry. Even self-idolatry is bad. Be careful. Verse 10. Then he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. 2,000 years been by. And they said it's at hand, my brother and sister. It's reachable to those that repent. That's what it means. Okay? Those that repent is made available for them. It's I am. Made available. In other words, God has made this available for those that repent. All these promises are available to those that repent in the Lord, my brother and sister. Verse 11, that he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. If he's been vaccinated, there's nothing he can do of being unjust because there's a demon in his body. That's why I didn't understand years ago when I read this. How can it say that he that is unjust will remain unjust? Because he has no control over his injustice, over his evil. This is someone who's been vaccinated, who now soul has been removed out of the body. A demon has been put in his place and is evil. How can that demon repent when it comes from out of the pit of hell? Been bound there for thousands of years and finally got a body and is pretending to be this person. Sister Celestia was revealed. To Sister Celestia was revealed, how can a demon who has just been put in the body be exactly almost 100% like the human being who was in the body? And it is because, like when they started making the vaccine for people, they went to this place to get the vaccine. They set them there. They pull out blood out of the person's body. This is what they were doing. They were preparing humanity for it. They put the blood out of the human body. They go into this machine that is connected with a supercomputer, a more powerful demon. And when the demon out of the blood DNA can rethinking the emotion, the action, and the behavior of the person, the demon can pull it out of the blood. And once it takes it out of the blood, when the person gets vaccinated and they remove the soul out of the body, and two demons take the soul down to hell, the demon that they pick to put in the body, they'll put into that demon, all that they put out of the blood into that demon to act, behave, speak, and think exactly like that soul, that person they took out of their body. And when they put that demon in the body, it behaves identical, 100%, almost like the person. Notice I didn't say it 100%. 100% almost like the person. This is how they do it. And the Lord described it to her. She was, wow. It is incredible. This is exactly what happens. I mentioned this in my older message back in 2020. How they were doing the process, how the person went to be vaccinated. They pulled out the blood because in your blood, in your DNA is in your blood. There's all the information about you, your emotion, your behavior, what you like, how you talk, how you think. Everything is in there. And they can pull it out of there and then inject it into the demon who's going to be in your body. And the demon will be like you 100%. 100% like you, will act like you. So when a person is vaccinated, they go back home. The demon that goes back in their body is acting 100% like the person. My brother, they can even talk about the Bible like that person, because that person was a Bible believer, but when they got vaccinated, the demon can talk about the Bible also. This is terrible. But this is the fact. This is what's happening. My brother and sister, exactly what happened. So he that is unjust, let him be unjust and still. So it was already there. God was pointing to us that you will have these that have already been vaccinated. And what happened with them after that, they have no control now, because now they're under the judgment decreed by God, like over King Nebuchadnezzar. He had no control over it. Daniel said, I wish this would happen, King. This would happen over your enemy. Okay, those that hate you and not over you, because Daniel understood the consequence of the decree. He understood it. The watcher make the decree. That's what God's prophet do. God's messenger do. They decree what God says. And once it's been decreed, that's it. My brother and sister, it's come from God. God says it to us. We speak it, and it's so. Once God speaks it in the spirit, so anyway, because he's God Almighty. Everything he says, it is. That's why everybody says amen. Let it be so. Because his word never returned back void, say him through the prophet Isaiah. It never returned back void. It does what it was sent to do. So the Almighty has spoken it. And all the vaccinated will change, my brother and sister. There's no going back. They have no control. As I saw my brother-in-law, the Lord showed me, he had no control. He was changing into a beast, a werewolf. He grew up almost to 8 feet tall. His whole body grew. And now, like lion came out of him. He had no control. He like tried to stop it. No, no. The decree comes from the above. He that is unjust and be unjust still. He that is filthy. Are you listening? Land that is filthy. No, but what about is that young man, that young lady, that child? Filthy with the bicene, with the blood of fallen angel, demon. What happened if she repent, Brother Elvie? Can we do something for... you were doing something before they got vaccinated. You were telling them not to get the vaccine, right? After they're vaccinated, I'm sorry. It's a very complicated matter because it's filthy because now the temple that belongs to God is given to the ministry of the Antichrist, given into evil, a demon occupying the body. It's filthy. Jesus described this filthiness. When he said that the demon that was in a person leave, he goes and gets seven more. And what do? It makes the body filthy even worse. There's no change. The Lord Jesus described this, my brother and sister, that happens in the body. So it remains filthy still because the demon gets seven more and it makes it worse. The stay become worse, Jesus said. Read it. It's in your Bible. So he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, this is the unvaccinated, that are repenting daily, let him be righteous still. Don't turn to take the vaccine. Okay? You need to remain unvaccinated no matter what. Even if they take your life. Even if they throw you in the FEMA camp, which the Lord showed me years ago. The unvaccinated being thrown in FEMA camps in prison. Being threatened, my brother and sister, they'll put a 9mm on your head or a 45 on your head. What do you say? No, I don't want it. I'm not going to take it. You throw me in jail. You throw me in the FEMA camps. I'm not going to take it. Okay? Listen, shut up. I'll put a bull over here. No, I'm not going to take it. I'll be quiet, but I'm not going to take it. Simple. Be ambassadors for the Lord. My brother and sister, the Romans wanted the disciples to worship the idol, the queen of heaven, which is a fallen demon, fallen Nephthalim, which later they ended up calling Mary. And the disciples refused. What did they do? They began to kill them, my brother and sister. One of the last disciples that they killed was Peter. They were going to crucify him like the Lord. He says, I'm not worthy. Crucify me upside down, and they did. That's in the history books. But they kill most of all the disciples who refused to worship demons. Like they were doing in Biden's inauguration, they were worshiping demons. My brothers, and all those that joined Biden and then to pray to those demons are in big trouble with God. And more now that they all are vaccinated. My Lord, my God, my Lord. That's why you're not a follower of man or any demon. You're a follower of Jesus. Remember that. Okay? Follow Jesus. Don't follow even party. Most of the Republicans now are getting vaccinated like on Fox News. If you follow party, then you're going to be vaccinated like the Republicans because it was mostly for the Democrats. Now the Republicans are being vaccinated. That's why you don't follow party. You don't follow man. You follow Jesus. You follow God. because he's always faithful. He always did the will of the Father and gave us a great example for us to follow in his step. My brother said, just to quiet him, they took him in prison and beat him, and they took him to the cross and killed him in obedience to our Father. You go ahead and do the same. Follow on his step, my brother and sister, because many that refuse to lose their life will lose it. But those that will give the life of the kingdom will save it, said Jesus. My brother and sister, he that is holy, let it be holy still. God saying there will be holy men and women in the last day. And my advice to them is, be holy still. If you take the vaccine, you will not be holy anymore. You have contaminated yourself. How do you are holy? I'm vaccinated. Don't take the vaccine. For no price, for nothing, don't take it. Stay holy for your God. Separated for him. That's what holy means. Separated from the world. So separated from anything sinful. And I'm pleasing unto your Lord. And the Lord who is faithful will keep you and will protect you and will deliver you. Because no weapon formed against us will prosper. My brother and sister, the judgment of God is over this earth. They're not going to escape his judgment. You and I will be taken out of the way, my brother and sister. But the world will not escape his judgment. There's no way possible. The Almighty have already decreed the judgment. How can they escape his decree? That's what Daniel is explaining to King Nebuchadnezzar. King, I wish this was over your enemy, but this is over you, he finally said. Man, imagine the king. Glad he was sitting down when Daniel told him this, because he would have fallen to the floor easily. Because he's thinking, oh, this tree. But the tree was him. The tree is the Antichrist and his kingdom in the last days, vaccinating people. That's what the tree is that reached up another world. The virus and the vaccine reaching up another world and people being vaccinated. That's what the tree is that is going to be caught in the last days. My brother and sister, there's no way they can escape God's judgment. My brother and sister, the vaccinated will have to stay and change into beasts. My brother and sister, the best a family can do is buy chains for them, buy steel boxes for them. There's nothing else people can do for them, my brother and sister. Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Give to every man according as his work shall be. When the church go home with to be in with Jesus, which is soon, they're going to receive reward from him. Everything you can do for anyone, the Lord is going to reward you for that. He himself made this promise. He even said that they are with him. My brother and sister, reward his children pleases him. And he says, my reward, because he was rewarded by Father for everything he suffered in heaven and was given the blessing to sit at the right hand of Father. And now he said he's going to share his throne with them in Revelation 3. That overcome will sit at his throne with him as he has sat with the Father at his right hand. This is a mighty promise from Jesus. My brother and sister, mighty promise to his people to sit with him in heaven, those that were overcome. Why did he say overcome? Why did he say endure, persevere? Because there will be a mandate, he knew, of the vaccine in every workplace, in every state, in every country. And your own government will persecute you and will come against you with everything they have, with all kinds of psychological pressure, my brother and sister, and threaten you with weapon and throw people and FEMA comes and in jail. He knew. But you have to overcome these things in the name of the Lord. For the Lord, for your soul, for your eternity, you have to overcome these, you not being able to find a job because you're not willing to vaccinate yourself or be willing to lose your job. You're not going to go hungry because the Lord is the owner of silver and gold. Remember the promise of the Lord. Remember the promise of Father. He said he's going to take care of his. Don't forget his promise, my brother and sister, that he's going to supply your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That whoever asks will receive, whoever knocks it will be opened, and whoever calls will be heard. His ears are for the prayer of the righteous. His ears are open for the prayer of the righteous. God promised to take care of our needs in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neither the things to come, neither the present, no principality, nothing created can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember that. Romans 8:28. Remember his promise. No matter how many werewolves will be on the earth, if you end up staying behind, don't take on your life or try to take on your life, because you will neither be able to take on your life, because death will not be available for people in the Great Tribulation. Be brave to be beheaded for him. Ask him for strength. Cry out for strength to be murdered for him, to be beheaded. One thing Father said to me, I remember, that those that are buying phone for 5G, will have to stay to be murdered, martyr in the Great Tribulation. There's also Father decree, and this also be. If you're thinking to get a 5G phone, burn it, destroy it. Make sure you don't get a 5G cell phone, or you will end up staying behind in the Great Tribulation. It's better to have a 2G than a 5G before God, my brother and sister. I was with this company, Cricket, and I had the cell phone, and they said they were changing the signal, that they were not going to support these cell phones that are in the 3G network. And I immediately called and changed my service to another company. I'm not going to let them try to control me or tell me what should I use or do, my brother and sister. No. I'm in the T-Mobile network where you can use 3 and 4G. But soon they also are going to change. If they're only going to make everything 5G, I will not have a cell phone then anymore. I'm in the 4G network. If they're planning to make everything 5G 100%, gladly, then I don't have to pay a monthly service to have a cell phone. I will be very glad. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. New York City and New Jersey began this week with the mandates. They want to bring it to 100%, and they don't want anyone in New York, New Jersey, in the eastern part of the United States who are not vaccinated. They are planning, starting January, to require everyone to be vaccinated up north. New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all these states are planning to demand that everyone show proof of vaccination. They want all the citizens vaccinated. You know what? I'm not planning to go to the North ever, to visiting ever. I told my mom, I'm sorry. I was supposed to go see her this month. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going this month. That's it. I don't know if I ever be able to go up north because I'm not going to be vaccinated. I won't be able to see my mom anymore who's not vaccinated. That's it. We got to say goodbye to our family, my brother and sister. You see what we are? You see we're in the same boat with Jesus? We're on the same boat with Jesus, my brother and sister. This is it. we might have to say goodbye to our family. I told you, my brother and sister, that things will come and will be very difficult. Not even to be able to see our family anymore. The bicing mandate may separate us. We may not be able to see them ever anymore. Maybe until the millennium. That's it. That's it. It is it. We're at the end. We're at the end. My brother and sister. They want a mandate. They want to tell us, no, we're not welcome up in their state. Okay. Well, stay away. When the rapture happens and the church is gone, they're going to regret it. They're going to regret it, my brother and sister. My sister, who got vaccinated, insisted on me and my wife and my family on the phone to get vaccinated. We told her no, no. Before she got vaccinated, before there was a demon on her body, we told her no, that God told us not to. But she ended up getting because of her job. Now it's not her anymore. Those demons want us vaccinated. I'm not listening to demons. We serve the Lord only, my brother and sister. What the demons say, we don't listen to what they say. It's a demon in their body. Listen to the Lord. Where, my brother and sister, where the Lord told us years ago we will be. He told us how many years did the Lord spoke to us through his prophet that this time will come. Isolation is coming, my brother and sister. That's why he said one will be taken and the other one will be left. When he compared it unto the days of Noah, what did he say? What did he say? Sometimes we need to be reminded. We forget. My brother and sister, we get caught up with so many things going on. My brother and sister, and we need to be reminded of where we are, what time we're living. Thank you, Lord. Let me read it on the Amplified Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 22, he said unto his disciples, the time will come when you will no longer see even one of the days of the Son of Man. You will not see it. They will say unto you, look, the Messiah is here, there, look, he is here. Do not go away to see him. And do not run after them. For just like in the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, give light to the other part of the sky, so visible, so will the Son of Man be in his days. This is the second coming. But first, hallelujah, must suffer many things and be repudiated and rejected, consider it unfit to be the Messiah by the unbelieving generation. See, this is the problem with this generation. The unbelieving, they're breathing it out of them. It's coming out of their eyes. So much unbelief. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the time and the second coming of the Son of Man. The people were eating, they were drinking. They were marrying. They would be given in marriage. They were indifferent to God. Indifferent. My brother and sister, they care not. Until the day Noah went into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating. They were drinking. They were buying. They were selling. They were planting. They were building. Carry on in business as usual, without regard for their sins. Oh, Lord, this is why daily repentance comes into place. You're taking responsibility for your sin before God, my brother and sister. The people of the generations of Noah and Lot did not take responsibility for their sins. We're not in daily repenting, my brother and sister. But we cannot behave in the same manner. But on the very day the Lord left Sodom and rained fire and brimstone, burning sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. My Lord, my Lord. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, whosoever is in the housetop with his belonging, and the house must not come down, my brothers and sisters, and go outside to take them out likewise. Whosoever is in the field must not turn back. My brothers and sisters, thank you, Lord. This type of warning point to, if you cannot turn back to your house, it sounds to me like this, the family of my wife, as his brother was turning into a werewolf, they ran out of the house and they cannot turn back. Huh? Did not Jesus say that? Do not turn back. Okay? Don't turn back. Why? Because you got a horrible werewolf in your house, we're ready to tear you to pieces. Why would you turn back to your house and try to get your clothes? Because he's going to come out of the darkness and jump on you and begin to bite you. My brothers, it's starting to make sense. It's all making so much sense now, huh? For so many years, we're ready. We're like, what does that exactly mean? Okay? Don't turn back. Don't turn back. Remember what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. My brother and sister, one single commandment, don't look back, which is equal to turning back, as he said, turning back. It's equal to turning back. Because if you see your beautiful house, your expensive car burning, you want to go and try to shut off the fire. Okay? Want to get an extinguisher and put it off. I'm sorry. The Lord says, let it burn. Let your house burn. Let your cart burn. Don't look back. Okay? Very soon, Biden is putting into an action a software, a program that we've been talking about here in the Lord's Tower for 2 years, that every single bank is going under the new software. They're testing this month, November. This month, November, is being tested to begin next year, 2022, where all the banks are going to go under this new software. And this new software, as Biden has said, anyone who has $400 in your bank account, they will know. But there's one thing worrying or concerning in the new software, that only people that are vaccinated will be able to have bank money in their bank account. That is in the new software. How soon do you think they're going to implement the new B system? My brother and sister, how soon? It's being tested right now this month. They want to get it ready for January 1st. Okay, next year. How soon do you think they're going to implement this? I'm going to tell you, God is in control. When God says so. Not when they say so. They're saying they're doing it. They say they want to get it ready for next year. It's only when God says so. They want to have it ready for the 1st of next year. And he's just mad with all kinds of president for all country. They want to have it in all the country that do banking system with the United States. Okay? And only for those that are vaccinated, he's saying. That's nonsense and foolishness. Okay? God's judgment is coming. The judgment is going to limit them even to a cup of water. They're going to see that the Most High rule. And when he decreed judgment, and he says, when he says the judgment to come down, they, with their own technology, will perish, my brother and sister. God is in control. Don't worry. The days are short. The righteous days are forever, are endless. The wicked days are short. Everything about the wicked, great tribulation for a short season. The devil get released for a short season. Everything about them is for a short season. The blessing for the righteous lasts forever. my brother and sister. So don't worry. Let them enjoy this short season, because they have nothing after that but the lake of fire, the burn with fire and brimstone. My brother and sister, look forward to being with your God forever. Remember what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. Whosoever seeks to save his life will eventually lose it through death. See, this is what the Amplified Bible said. It's as I'm reading it to you, it tells you the people that try to save their life will lose it through death. Whosoever loses life in this world will keep it from the consequence of sin and separation from God. I tell you, on that night when Messiah comes again, there will be two sleeping in one bed. Hallelujah. One, the non-believer, will be, the non-believer. And so the believer will be taken away. The non-believer will be taken into judgment, and the other believer will be left. My brother and sister, look how it explains it so detailing. The Amplified Bible. One will be taken, the other one will be left. My brother and sister. There will be two grinding of the mill together. The non-believer will be taken away in judgment, and the other believer will be left. My brother and sister. And the two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. And they asked him, "Where, Lord?" He answered, "Where the curse is, the vulture will gather." Thank you, Lord. God has a plan for his. But he also has a plan to take away in judgment those that are refusing to repent. My brother and sister, we're living in the last days of the last. The season 2022 is a great year of eye-opening, my brother and sister. I heard that in 2022, whatever it's hitting, it will come to light like never before. Don't be surprised that when the year 22 begins, all these secrets that people wanted for 100 or 50 or 40 years wanted to know that the government is keeping secret and so much other people. All of a sudden in 2022, they began to be revealed all over the news, all over here, all over there. Unstoppable, my brother and sister. I heard a word about 2022 and the revealing of the 2022. I saw in 2022 people questioning the government, and the government telling them that they were broke, my brother and sister. Things that they will not say now and for years have refused to say. All of a sudden in 2022, they began to say them. And people were shocked for what they were hearing. 2022 is a year of revelation, my brother and sister. It's a year of revelation. It's a year where the hidden things that's been hidden for years will begin to be revealed in way that they cannot stop it. And they'll, why are this being revealed now? Why is this being told now? In order to sign, you may hear a famous rich billionaire saying things that they will never say before in 2022. The hidden things are coming out to light. I also knew that this is a season for that. In this last revelation of the werewolf, I knew that 2022, in the year to come, is a year where things are going to be revealed. My brother and sister, that for years people wanted to know. My brother and sister, for years, they will not be able to control it. They will not be able to stop it. A lot of people say, wow, we never knew that. I wish we knew this from before. There will be a lot of shocking surprise. The true motive and the true behind the vaccine, what really happened, will be revealed in 2022. I didn't understand why it was all pointing to 2022. When I was taken to China Wuhan, China, I remember sharing with the brothers and sisters back in 2020. I was shown the warehouse where the virus was released in the meeting, Wuhan, China. But I also knew that after the Lord was showing me what would happen in 2021, then the Lord spoke to me in 2021 and said, that will come the time, I believe he was pointing to 2022, where these things will be revealed. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So prepare for a new year and prepare for a new season. Everything, that's why I tell you, everything is about the season. Heard the Lord say yes. So I'm bringing a Bible study about the season and explain why the Lord told the Pharisee that they could not discern the season. Because it's spiritual, it's your relationship with God. It's God revealing it to you through your communion with him, through dream or vision. The Pharisee neither had dream or vision like the disciple, did not have communion with the Lord like Jesus' disciple. So God could not reveal to the Pharisee and the scribe the season, the meaning of the revelation of the season. My brothers and sisters, they did not understand the season. Okay? So when next Tuesday, God willing, okay, we'll get into the season. We'll keep talking about 7-year famine that began next year, starting January. You're going to begin to see the change in the economy and so much more worldwide. This is not just the United States. I don't want people to misunderstand. This is not just for the United States. If you are in Malaysia, if you are in Australia, if you are in France, Germany, Spain, Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, no matter what you are, this new year, 7-year famine, is going to affect you no matter what you are. Food price is going to skyrocket. It's going to be high like you cannot imagine. I saw people next year that could not afford food. I heard them saying that. Are you listening? I heard people in the United States that could not afford food anymore, as how expensive it was. Okay? Some family next year, if they can get one meal, is much. Now I understand clearly why did the Lord keep saying to Sister Barbara from Healer 7, store up on food, store up on food, have emergency food supply, because food prices, it's going to skyrocket next year like you cannot even imagine. Biden don't care if people don't eat next year. And he has made it clear, the government don't care. Food price is going to skyrocket worldwide. If you're not putting food, preparing with food for next year, which is only 2 months away, my Lord, my God, may he help you. Okay? Dude, always trust in the Lord to supply your need according to his riches and glory, my brother and sister. But this is how things are coming. This is how things are going to be next year. I was shown from 2022 to 2029. Those 7 years of great tribulation are going to hit this world like the world cannot imagine. More on Sunday when we come, whatever the Lord gives me, I will give you. And more next Tuesday, God willing, if we're still around. My brother and sister, prepare repenting first and prepare on saving your emergency, because things will be unfolding quickly. People will be surprised how quickly they're going to unfold. My brother and sister, let's continue to work together supporting the poor in Israel as the Lord has led us. Support us here. And we will together continue to support the family in Israel that need our support. My brother and sister, that will guarantee us a harvest from God for the rest of the year. He will provide all our need according to his riches and glory. Let's supply the house of God first. Jerusalem first, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom.
Well, the time has come for you to take some big steps. Big steps that will cause a great change of scenery in your life. And now the mountains shall be removed and hindrances shall be removed. And things are turning even now, for the goodness of God shall be manifested. So lift up your hands and lift up your eyes, for the glory of God shall be revealed, and there shall be an increased measure that shall come upon you, and you'll shake off the dust of the past and arise and shine, for the glory of God shall be revealed, and I'll dress you up in some new clothes, saith the Lord, and give you access to my presence, and you'll enter into a new day, for I have turned your captivity, and now your mouth is filled with laughter.
You know, the work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalimenda and to shumde namaste and to shumaha hakito, so you can install namapito and ishro kanabakaste and oto rito.
Understanding, so you'll say, this is the day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare, now is the time, and the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud.
Of an abundance of
of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Milagros,